Your next item is old business. We have four items of old business this evening. The first one being conditional use number 1962 Chesapeake AgriSoil LLC.
Yes, sir, and thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have prepared a motion for this conditional use number 1962, and I voted, I seconded a motion and voted against approval of a conditional use that had some similarities to this one tonight. My motion on this one is for approval because I believe that this particular site addresses the concerns that I had, and in keeping in mind that this is a completely different public hearing, a completely different conditional use, I'm prepared to read a motion, and I think it will be revealed, hopefully, I'm just one of four that will be voting tonight, that I believe that the concerns have been addressed by this motion. You gentlemen may or may not agree, but Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 1962 for Chesapeake AgriSoil LLC for a composting facility based on the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, number one, this is an extension of existing conditional uses already approved by Sussex County. Conditional use number 1314 and 1691 were for a micronutrient plant with related truck entrances and a rail spur for the processing and handling of poultry litter. This is a reasonable change to those existing uses and a reasonable extension to the overall site. Two, the proposed site is adjacent to the existing micronutrient plant that is operated by Purdue AgriSoil LLC. Their proposal is consistent with this adjacent use. Three, the proposed use will have a positive economic impact on Sussex County and its residents, with full-time employees on the site, additional equipment and hauling services that are necessary for the operation of the facility. Number four, the Center for the Inland Bays fully supports this project. Number five, the Secretary of the Delaware Department of Agriculture also supports the project. Six, the use is consistent with the underlying AR1 agricultural zoning and the rural agricultural uses that exist in the vicinity of this, the subject site. Number seven, this proposed use will be a benefit to agriculture in Sussex County, as well as the whole Delmarva Peninsula, as an efficient means to eliminate a potential source of excess nitrates and phosphates from area soils. It also provides an innovative but environmentally sensitive method of handling these poultry waste products and produces an end product that can be beneficially used in an environmentally responsible manner. Eight, this use promotes the goals of Sussex County Comprehensive Plan by enhancing the environmental quality of Sussex County. It is also a use which has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable to the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. This recommendation for approval, however, is subject to the following conditions, them being the first condition, that the conditions of the previously approved conditional use number 1314 as well as conditional use 1691 remain unchanged by this approval unless specifically modified herein. B, the use shall be strictly limited to the improvements as were shown on the April 11th, 2013 site plan that was proposed by Axiom Engineering LLC. Any future additions, alterations, or improvements to that site plan shall be subject to an application and public hearing to amend this conditional use. Any rail cars that are accessing the site shall be cleaned at an off-site location. The noise and odor emissions from the operations of the composting facility shall not exceed minimum standards established by DENREC or any other agency having jurisdiction over the project. The odors shall be controlled by negative air pressure in the receiving building and a biofilter and by the, quote, Gore cover system. E, the lands of the site plan surrounding the composting facility shall remain wooded north of the truck entrance. The location of all wooded vegetative and buffer areas shall be shown on the final site plan. F, as proposed by the applicant, all wooded areas outside of the approximately 20-acre project area shall remain as woodlands. Cut-over woodlands shall be allowed to mature. G, any lighting on the site shall be downward screened so that it does not illuminate neighboring properties or roadways. H, all trucks entering the site must be covered. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. And I'd also like to remind the public and the commission that what we are making here tonight is a recommendation. County Council will have the final say on what authorities we have, and that the overall site is then based upon other standards that are imposed on it by DNREC, such as air quality and odors. Gentlemen, that's my motion.
Including the last statement, Mr. Smith?
That was a reminder.
Okay.
But thank you for pointing that out.
Then I second the motion.
It's moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1962, Chesapeake AgriSoil LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Not voting.
Motion carries 4-0 with Mr. Ross not voting.